Thank you for calling customer service. This is Lucretia. May I please have the zip code you're calling in about?
It's 27455.
Thank you. May I please have the first and last name?
Kimberly Brown.
Thank you. And for security purposes, may I please have that shipping address?
It is 2945 Cottage Place, Apartment A, Greensboro, North Carolina.
Thank you. Let me see here. So I do see on November 3rd, it looks like it was a sign up for the, my mind just went blank, for the purifier. Will you pay shipping and handling?
I was under the impression that I was getting it for $7.45.
Yes, ma'am.
There was an additional $49.97 charged to my account.
Yes, ma'am. What it is it's a free purifier where you pay shipping and handling, but it does sign you up for a membership, and that's where they send you a $125 a month gift card online to shop at Factory Direct Store. That's where you can go on and get order. You get other gadgets, and it is $49.97 a month. So it's a member. It signs you up for a membership unless you call in and cancel.
I did not want that. I wasn't aware that it was signing me up for a membership.
Document. Would you have to be interested in membership if I can do it for $25 a month?
No, I don't want to sign up for any monthly thing.
All right, so I did get the account canceled out and bought that way. Nothing else can be taken out of the account, and there won't be any further charges or that $125 sent monthly out to you.
Okay, so for the $49.97 that was charged, what am I getting for that?
Okay, if it's a $125 gift card, it should be in your email.
I never received any type of email or anything explaining a membership.
Okay, it could be from like a depot store. It could be in your spam or your junk mail. But you go in on that factory and you can order like different gadgets. It could be dash cam. It could be, security, like the Ring doorbell. They might have that on there. So it's just like different products like that.
So what type of email would it come from?
Let me make sure I'm telling you correctly. Hold on just 1 minute for me. Okay. So I'll give you the right website. Okay, hold on 1 second. All right, ma'am. Okay, so mm-hmm. I just make sure I was telling you correct. So it should be in your email. She said, check your spam. So it could be Factory Direct Store. It could be Factory Depot. And she said if you didn't get it, I could send it over for them to resend you that $125 gift card.
Hold on just 1 second. I'm searching my email. Now, you said it could be factory direct.
Yes, ma'am. I think someone the other day said it was like Depot, Factory Depot, whenever I talked to her. Because it would have been, let me give you what day that would have been on, because it says this. Yeah, it should be there because usually it's after 48 hours after you've signed up. So it should be there. So that'd be between the 3rd and the 7th of November. If you're like me, I got 10,000 spams.
No, I try to keep it up. So I'm going.
Okay. I can never delete all. I just forget it.
Now it drives me crazy to have all those. You said it should have been between the, you said what date?
The November 3rd and November the 7th, or around there. It could be, just put November 3rd and November 10th. Because this say 48 hours, so I'm not sure if it's, and I hate to say that because I don't like to say that. If it's the 48 hours after you signed up with the purifier, or if it's the 48 hours after you got billed the $49.97, let me see. Yes, ma'am. You should already have it.
So I'm looking, and I am not seeing anything.
Gadget store.
Would it be Gadget Guy?
It could be, yes, ma'am. It's I guess they just send it up under different.
Because when I searched for gadgets, that came up as an email that has as a contact. So I'm like, okay, let me try to figure out.
I feel crazy because I don't know exactly, you know. And that email is Kimberly Brown, correct?
Yes, Kimberley, but a lot of people
put Kimberly.
Change it to Kimberly. Okay, so I have gone through, unless I deleted it, I'm not seeing an actual email from them.
Okay, let me see.
I tried to search that the email is not coming up, so I must have deleted it.
Okay, so what I can do, and she told me I could resend it over for them to send you that gift card again.
Okay.
So let me get to that while I'm on the phone with you. Now, wait. Okay, so I did send it over to them, and and they should. It might take 24 hours for them to resend it, so it could be by the end of the weekend.
Okay.
Being Friday, but if for some reason you do not receive it, just please give us a call back. I'm gonna put in here that I'm trying to just document everything, make sure. So that way, sometimes you don't get the same person.
Okay. I will look for it.
Alrighty. Well, I hope you have a great night. Like I said, just give us, like I said, I am documenting it real quick. But, give us a call back so they can see if you do happen to call back, that means you didn't get it. And then they can talk to whoever, and say, hey, she never got it again. So, and we can just go from there.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for calling customer service.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.